This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English we speak.
From BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Yang Li.
I'm William Kramer.
So, what English are we speaking today, William?
I don't know.
Oh, what a big sigh. What's wrong?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, come on. I can see something's not right. What's wrong?
If you must know, it's Tigger. He's died.
Tigger? Who is Tigger?
Tigger was my beautiful cat. He was my best friend, I suppose you could say that. I'm going to miss his stripy face in the morning. And his purr. Yeah, I'm going to miss that. But, you know, these things happen. I shouldn't get so upset.
Why not? I think it's perfectly normal to be very sad when the pet dies.
No, it's silly. I'm getting upset over an animal. I'm not a baby. I should grow up.
But you might find it helpful to talk about your feelings for Tigger.
No. I hate all of that touchy-feely stuff.
Touchy-feely?
Yeah, if something is touchy-feely, it's very emotional. If you are a touchy-feely person, you don't mind talking about your feelings and maybe actually hugging people.
I see. So, is this a negative phrase, touchy-feely?
Yeah, a little bit. Let's hear a couple of examples of it in use.
Do you know, I never once saw my mum and dad kiss or hug.
Really? Gosh, that seems incredible.
But I think they really loved each other. They just weren't all touchy-feely about it.
Did you go to that drama group?
Yeah, I don't think I'll go again.
Oh, why not?
Well, the acting was fine, but it's all that touchy-feely stuff they do that I don't like.
Look, you English people, you just can't talk about your feelings, can you?
Well, you might be right about that, Lee. We're not famous for talking about our feelings. Now, before we finish, I have heard this phrase, touchy-feely, being used in a very different way too. Listen to this.
I love your sweater.
Thanks.
It's so soft. I love this material. It's so touchy-feely.
Okay. Shall I take it off and then you can touch it properly?
So in that example, touchy-feely was being used to describe a kind of material.
Yeah. So if something is touchy-feely, it is very soft. You want to stroke it. Just like Tigger. I'm going to miss stroking Tigger. The way he used to purr. And sometimes he would bring me a little present, you know, a dead mouse or maybe a little bird. So thoughtful.
It's okay to cry, you know, William?
No, it's not. No touchy-feely stuff. No.
I give up. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
The English we speak.
From BBC Learning English.
That was a podcast of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.